Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, dear listeners of Eagle FM and all Namibians. And happy birthday, Namibia. We are celebrating 36 years of independence, 36 years of freedom, 36 years of, a very good and beautiful country. And this is the Rim of the Historic. And with me, David Shombe, we are here until the hour of 4. And, we engage in the lesson of history and we also look at the voices of young people, particularly the born free generation. And the born free generation are growing old too, because if somebody is born in 1990 and you will be 36 this year, and it means that you have walked that journey, you have seen that beautiful country growing. And we also look at those who have contributed to the liberation of the country, and also to say, when it comes to my generation, the question is that what contribution am I putting, especially to the fight against or to the fight for economic emancipation? Because the freedom was brought by the young generation of that time. Because if you just want to understand how old people were, take your calculator, look at just take any liberation hero and look at the years the person went to exile. Some of them are exactly at your age, and it also shows conviction and also the common purpose. And before we look at the lesson of history, let us also not to be hard on ourselves. We are celebrating the birthday of a young adult Namibia, and we have a very beautiful country. We have to start with the legends of Namibian, creative industry. Look at Jackson Kahwiyawa, the late, and also saying beautiful Namibia.
Kanamibia, Kanamibia, Kanamibia. Osho we say, no wawasho. Titan sir, Pokahanja, no wawasho. Omaruru, no wawasho. Kondonje tone no papa uripehure. Ushibanda, no wawasho. Kaitauba, ushuwarongo, no wawasho. Kwangombe akambire ngojeo. Ushakati, no wawasho. Korushanja rundo unenarikana. Ondangwa, no wawasho. Kurongo wetu, okachino muliro, no wawasho. Kumikoka vyehi, okakarara, no wawasho. Kwetu kwetu, ushinene, no wawasho. Korombo lembari, epukiro, no wawasho. Kukure mwashe, ipako, no wawasho. Kuhunandera kaero kurupindi, ushodonji, no wawasho. Komea wetu ngeriara, ombae, no wawasho. Komea ngo mambura uwarikana. Koreo pota, no wawasho. Koreo pocharikana, ohidiona, no wawasho. Koshirongo shakateka mukuro uye, umarinda, no wawasho. Tarahaibesa, ukeiti, no wawasho. Mutwaisa, koina mkango mbya mbya kakulewa, no wawasho. Konjio muka endu wakashuru, oranye munda, no wawasho. Kolondia mande de twarikana betani no wawasho. Ourongo weto koto ochesa no wawasho. Olongo mbeda anashara ukarasbeha no wawasho. Komandero virongo
aehe omahino warikana media aehe omahino warikana media. Aehe omahinu warika Namibia. Aehe.
Yeah, that is the legend and the veteran in the Namibia creative industry. That is Jackson Kahwiyawa. speaking about beautiful Namibia. And indeed, Namibians, we are very beautiful people. We are kind, and we like each other. We may have our ups and downs, but we also, apart from those things, we love entertainment. And we can argue a lot, but we don't really fight. But you cannot speak about, and it's undeniable, you cannot speak about the history of Namibia without looking at the history of those who contributed. And at the center of that, particularly from 1960s, 1958, 1966, we're able to understand that the name which came up about is the name of our late founding father, Dr. Semcha Vishona Nyoma, because he's a man who decided to say, no, it's not correct anymore. Let us go and fight. And the fight should be also explained very well, particularly us who are born after independence. And we read the lessons of history, and you go deep and understand to say it was not entirely the liberation fight. There were three fronts: political, diplomacy, and, the armed struggle. But looking into that, I want just a short clip, especially taking from the archive of history, how, what was the conviction, what was, the leader of the struggle at that time saying. Maybe you can also do your own calculation, how old was he at that time. And we also look at the very strong words that were stated in 1990 to say Namibia will forever be free, especially looking into that context. And as I indicated, from the hour of 1:30 there, we'll be joined by young people, we'll be joined by Victoria, we'll be joined by Junior Saufiko, also be joined by Richmond Indongo, and also to a young political scientist, that is Zakaria Johannes, also be looking into that context, particularly what is the meaning of Independence Day to the Namibian people, what is the meaning of Independence Day to an adult, and what can we do moving forward, and what are your Namibian heroes. And we particularly looking at post-1990, because within 36 years of independence, there are those incredible young people, or young adult rather, that have already performed beyond the expectation, that you can really say, this is my Namibian young hero, and this is the future. Because the interesting thing about history is that every generation produces their own heroes. And also, if you're not a hero, and also timid people, because they are another word that they are also, but in that context, we'll be able also to look into that. But I want you to look at the speech of our founding father, especially one of the speech when he was in a very difficult struggle, and you understand what it means. And apart from that, you also be able to listen to one of the foreign heroes when he was in exile, particularly during the hard times, to say what was the environment there, and also what happened post 1990. And remember, celebration must also be on victories that we have achieved, particularly post independence, and to also ask ourselves to say, are we in line with the vision of the country? So just stay with me, because we are here until the hour of 4.
Namibia is our God's gift country. We have no other one except Namibia, and we have to be there. Those who are trying to stand on our way to freedom, it's obvious we will smash them to pieces. We will smash them to pieces. Whether Botha Regan wants it or not, Namibia shall be free. We will seize it from the hands of the Boers. And Regan is not in a position to send the troops. We know he sent the mercenaries and the weapons to the Boers. But those weapons are fired by human beings. The more the Boers are remaining in Namibia, every day plan will kill 2, maybe 5. And per year, there will definitely be more Boers killed. Therefore, comrades, In this difficult struggle, we must console ourselves. We must maintain unity of purpose and action. We must remain vigilant and disciplined too. And we must have respect among ourselves. A nation without respect among its ranks and file will never be able to stand on its own feet, let alone fighting a fascist regime like that to border and defeat it. Therefore, unity here is the sharp weapon. Unity is the sharp weapon. Next to a gun, even if you have a gun, you have no moral right. Those puppets, the Boers have trained the thousands of puppets, including mercenaries. But even they admit the fact that one SWAPO combatant is worth 100 South African soldiers. Is this true? Because he or she has the moral, and she knows that she's fighting for a right cause. And those ones, puppets, they are bribed with the money. They are fighting for money. They are selling the country for money. How do you sell a country for money? A country is for the people. It's there to stay. In fact, Namibia doesn't belong to us alone. Namibia belongs to the African continent. It belongs to Zambia. It belongs to Angola. It belongs to Algeria. In as much as Zambia belongs to us.
That was it's from the archive of history. And also to say, you cannot stand on your feet if you don't have unity. And it's indicated that unity is a sharp weapon. And the question that we should ask ourselves to say, are we united as Namibians? Are we united as Namibians? Are we subscribed to that philosophy to say, for you to defend yourself and stand on your own, you must be united? Are we united when it comes to economic emancipation? Are we united when it comes to resource distribution? Are united? Are we supporting each other as Namibians? And also, the other thing also that you need to look is also that, looking at the bigger picture, to say, the country that is here to stay. Generation can come and go, but there is no need to sell the country for money. And it says a lot about, also the speech, because it's a speech of, I think it's in Zambia, during the liberation struggle, and the founding father was looking at the vision, and looking at the lessons of history, it's also indicating to you that Namibia was fighting the greatest army in African continent. But how do you think they managed what they have managed, particularly with the army with the most sophisticated weapon? It's unity and the moral, if you know what you want. Do we have brave Namibians now who can say, yes, now we got freedom, now we are fighting for economic emancipation? Do we have brave Namibians now? We also need to ask ourselves that question. And what is also very interesting is also that history will teach us a lot of things to say. When somebody is being written on the wall to say, this is a guy who was at the center, this is a guy who was not scared of dying, this is a man who stood up, what did you do at that time? Because history is continue writing to say, during 2026, what did you do as a young Namibian? What did you do as an adult? What did you do when you get an opportunity to distribute the means of production? So those are the questions that we should ask ourselves today. We celebrate, but we also ask ourselves. And just while we are there, one of the well-known liberation hero, at one point, history indicating that he was a secretary of military council. There are 2 minutes, audio that indicated that people were ready even to fight for 100 years to say death should not stop us to reach where we want to get into. Just listen to the late Peter Nanyemba, particularly during the difficult times of Namibian liberation struggle.
We have to continue fighting, comrades. Does matter that it will take us 100 and something years. Those generations which will come, they should find us still fighting.
Yeah, that is the conversation. Let us look at the legends, and we come back shortly. As I indicated, from the hour of 1:30 there, we'll be joined by young people, particularly looking at the lesson of history, and also to say, who is your youth hero? Because our generation, we also have our heroes to say, between 1990 and 2026. Now, maybe I have also produced people that are able to be called heroes, to say, who are your heroes? Who are your youth heroes? Because history does not end, it will continue. And we have to see what will happen moving forward. So, let's look again at Jackson Kahoyoa, especially saying Shirongo Shetu. And we can look at what the youth leaders have to say, especially looking at Independence Day.
My country. I find myself a stranger in the country of my birth. Now, I find myself a stranger in a strange country. My country, we are struggling for you. Struggling for you, fighting for you, sacrificing for you, our lives, our strength, and everything that we have got. Twakarira ove Moma hiwo longanda Amatu Konjere ove Amatu Tire ove Shirongo kare Nominyo vietu Vando vando twakarira ove Moma hiwo longanda Amatu Konjere ove Amatu tire ove oh shitoveni 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 yeah shitoveni retoveni shitoveni yeah shitoveni retoveni shitoveni yeah oh shitoveni retoveni shitoveni yeah. Namibia retu, nominyo vietu, twakalira ove, moma hiwo longanda, amatu rihongere ove, amatu tire ove, oh, twakalira ove, moma hiwo longanda, amatu konjere ove, Amatu tire ove oh shitoveni retoveni shitoveni yeah shitoveni retoveni shitoveni yeah oh shitoveni retoveni shitoveni yeah shitoveni retoveni shitoveni yeah oh mbindu yetu mayurukove oh mbindu yetu mayuruko ve shitoveni retoveni shitoveni ye shitoveni retoveni shitoveni ye ayo ma namibia ayo ma namibia oh shitoveni retoveni shitoveni ye Shitoveni, retoveni, shitoveni, yeah. Oshirongo shitoveni ho, ihore toveni ndi.
Shua gangamo utireko kahanja Makuwa okewe raka lukwa ndipo farino mutu mokoto Ketundura hiya keyao kekundera shambi Komitomire kumaswiro kwa wakandu wetu mba uro banda uigo witenda Shetovene Shua iko shimbingwe Makuwa okonjo umuka endu wakazali koro nongo jatu wano witenda kayo miti Koru kongo mbosaona omundo nongo Nonjo nongo ngwe itunga Alireshua iko maruru Kondonzi eto neno mbaba ulipehuli Uru umamutenye hina bambume Kaikondwa iwa mutumba nwa shiveroko Obakandu bo mama Herero ndi heri ndino Imbo inayo mama Movitambi Omu bashiro averiro Unyosa nyosa 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 po makara Unyosa nyosa na Unyama nyama 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 No umba nyumba nyumba nyu Mehiro mundo mune Shetoveni 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 Woshi wa rongo Woshi wa nomiti Makuwa okongombe akambira ngonjo njaendere putate omuona wakaoko Shitoveni 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 yeah Alira shitwa ikosha katisha na ngombe Makuwa okorushanja rwatundo unene ndukwasa uri ngone twanguma Wali ngombe ameria katondwa yali nomuhomuro bado Tate kaluvire Umashiru arambero mbengu Ombengo rurema Arambaramburura Akondizo ndondi ya kunene Abadho wandawe hea pendu kasha Vandendo vanduvae Omurumenda shavi Oweto va Angola Omukaenda shavi Oweto va Angola na Okana shake shavi Oweto va Angola na 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 Shitoveni, Bredoveni, Shitoveni, yeah Vetoveni, 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 yeah Kepako, kepako makudho kwa unandara Kairo kurupindi jati ya koshinano Alire shitfai kokaiti Makudho kwa vinavya muka ngombe ngombe ya kapeko Kukatuna kakawa ende kukaturi kwa hiyo musupi Omura hatulula kukure kwa maheke wetu Kodho ndundu zetu kehira tateka mkuro uye Kukakoverwa Makudho konji omuka eni wakashi orungwa tirogo mdhura hariwa Komeva ngeri wonga ayo ya puko virongo Komukutu, the capital city of the Republic of Namibia. Oshomwise, I comes Windhoek. Haulondanga, 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 mukako maua. Mwamu hukambura, mwamu ndoka dhoro nungwa lile inaka vantanja. Makudhu, hebunduka umana, ose waka iriri. Ongo ngoro no mundu, maku ya muni kwa higa shuwa wandupehi mwodombero. Omu huko munene, mwodondundu za shumu isenda, asha vando mundu mbamu nongutirwa. Onjo yoro uri mwoshinyo, maku shia kura mashanja ya teka, nushia kaonja ya sora. Shitoveni, shitoveni ye. Shitoveni, Beethoveni, Shitoveni, yeah. Ayo, ma, Namibia, ayo, ma,
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Celebrate Namibia's freedom with the best price match now at ShopRite stores. 4 kg real good frozen mixed chicken portions, only $199.99 Namibian dollars. 10 kg champion super maize meal at $104.99 Namibian dollars. 3 kg Polana pasta, $74.99 Namibian dollars. 5 kg marathon white sugar, $92.99 Namibian dollars. A large tin of Ree coffee, $169.99 Namibian dollars. ShopRite, buy in bulk so you can save and enjoy this Independence weekend.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers.
We are moving forward with the Independence Day celebration. I'm joined by young people from Namibia, particularly the youth leaders, to give me their opinions and view, especially when it comes to Independence celebration. I'm joined by Richmond Indongo, one of the youth leaders within Samora Machel constituency, just to give me the perspective to say, as a young person in Namibia, what are some of the things that he think he is happy about, and also what does Independence Day celebration mean to him. Richmond Indongo, good afternoon, and how are you doing?
Good afternoon, I'm doing well, thanks, and you?
Everybody is celebrating Namibia's birthday. We are 36 years now. And I just want your view. What is the meaning of Independence Day celebration to you, and what do you think are some of the things that Namibia continue to enjoy?
The significance of the Independence Day for me is very great. Because if we look at the history that we have, we were oppressed. So it's something free that we have. It's freedom. Let me just generalize it and put it into one and say it's the freedom. So it's something good to have your own freedom, your own will, your own choice, your own call. Freedom of everything, education, speech, like we are.
Now to look at a young person in Namibia, there are things that we enjoy more, and also there are things that we struggle. In your view as a youth leader, what did you observe that young people still need to know, especially when it comes to Independence Day, and what do you think they were supposed to do, especially this day, that special day?
One thing I would like to say is that we, the young people, take our independence for granted.
Yes.
We don't see the essence of the independence that was fought for.
Yeah.
Coming back to the little things like the free education that we have right now.
Yeah.
Seeing that we have other countries and other nations that don't have that privilege to have free education. Or subsidized education, things, small things like currently the Middle East is facing war, currently we are not in that. You wake up freely without the hearing any bombs, any sirens warning you. You need to go to a bunker or something to be safe. So those are the little things that we as the youth are neglecting. We are forgetting this fight that our forefathers and our ancestors fought for.
Looking at history, the war of liberation was fought by young people of that time. Now we have also our own problems at home as an economic, warfare that we are faced with, especially when you want to look at development. Do you think we have Namibians, young people, who are taking this fight, to the next level, particularly the fight for economic emancipation?
For me, I would say it's a yes and a no. Why am I saying it's a yes and a no? I mean, look at the number of youth that we have in the country.
Yeah.
And with the number of youth that we have in the country, out of that 100%, you only find 10% of youth that are fighting for the economic. So we still need much more effort. Like earlier on, I alluded, the youth doesn't take the independence serious. There are certain things that we need to get with our independence. And seeing that we are only marking even 36 years of independence now, it means we are still a nation that's developing, we are still growing, we are still learning. There are still new things that need to be implemented. So the youth is failing to act on it or to do work on this, as they are very reluctant.
And
I don't know, very naive.
Mm-hmm.
One is to say,
just the last one to say, young people united, as the young people of the generation of the liberation were united to fight, and maybe young people united, and what need to be done moving forward, particularly looking at the Vision 2030 and also beyond that. What really need to be done, especially looking at us, the youth of Namibia?
To keep time short and just give it more essence,
yeah.
I would say what we need to do more as youth is, this is like you alluded, we should take our economic sense seriously.
Okay.
We need a new mindset as the youth of Namibia. We need accountability as Namibian youth.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are the first steps that we need to take as youth before we embark on a greater journey. Because a mind that is not rehabilitated is not fit to govern itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we need that. As the youth, we need to rehabilitate our mindset. Let's start there with the little things that we think don't count, that don't matter.
Mm.
Then only can we start talking about youth in economics, youth in politics, youth empowerment, and all those other aspects.
Maybe who is your hero, particularly a young person? Let's look at post-independence. There are young people who did great things, although there are not a lot. Who is your youth hero in Namibia?
Currently?
Yeah.
One youth hero that I would say that I have and that I truly look up to and admire is Ivan Armando Peters.
What does he do?
He's a youth activist.
Yeah.
He's a member of the Comanin Traditional Authority.
Okay.
He does a lot. Even the UNAM political body aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
EU, everything is on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as Namibians we have a lot to learn from these young men.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the youth.
Okay.
Our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just lastly, the message that we have to all Namibians, young and old, especially celebrating this day. Some are at home, majority are at the stadium gathering, and also those who are moving either, maybe they are in a taxi, they are in their private car. What message do you have to them as a youth leader within your space?
One thing I would say is, as the youth, let us unite.
Yeah.
Because we have a local word in Kwekwekobab that we say, and it says Tui tunuke urietwan maha, which basically means one finger doesn't catch a lice.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to unite as the youth. We need to stand together. We need to have one voice. That's the message I'm having to the youth. Not only the youth, but also the elders, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say that again in Kwekwekwa, because I think we also have the same in Oshwamba. Say that again. I think in Oshwamba is like on Neumi Hawitoron, you need all the fingers, right?
Yeah, you need all the fingers.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Welcome.
All right.
It's a pleasure, yeah.
Yeah, that is Richman Indongo. He's one of the youth leaders in Samora Machel. And speaking about his youth hero and also the meaning of Namibia independence, to say some of the things we take them for granted. And looking about the generation that Namibia is looking up to and the generation that Africa is looking up to, because numbers are indicating to us that when it comes to Africa, over 70% of the population is young people. Namibia is the same. And we have one of the most youthful generation. And if you look at what the Namibia Statistic Agency have just indicated, particularly in its celebration, indicated that in Namibia, the population that is below the age of 36, the population that, when you say the population that is below the age of 36, it means that the population that is born after independence is 72.6%, and the population that is age 36 is 1.2%, and the population that above the age of 36 is 26.2%, which means that almost 73% of Namibians, 73 of Namibians, young people, and that's telling you a lot to say. If you want to move forward, this is a generation that has to make it, and it's also the generation that has to take the course moving forward, because history will continue to be written. Especially the question will be asked, not only from you, to us also, to say, what did you do at that time? There are still people who are not answering the question now. And you cannot blame them. Maybe it's for us to learn to say, when people were fighting for freedom, either internal, because we have exile and inside, either internal, either by any other means. There are also those who were very quiet. And there were also those who were just there, not taking any side. But that is the only question to say, when a good cause is being fought for, what did you do and what happened? There are a lot of them who sacrificed their lives. Very young people. But what are you doing to, to make sure that you advance the country to where it needs to go? So let's just look at a short commercial break. Then we'll also be able to engage with another young people, especially to look into the context of freedom, independence, and what does it mean, and also to look at the undeniable challenges in front of us, to say what can we do to make sure that the struggle of economic freedom should reach its final conclusion, particularly looking at our target of Vision 2030.
Egameno jomauyerere kwa marungura kalishi ashike upsakadhi wa pau teknika olilivo omkundu wa pashigwana upsakadhi wa paliko no hashivuro okya moshi para ukupiro ongeshefa oshinimo mtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition ongoma obigaji mwengo balina kamano ikondo epangero mahangano wa pau mwene u ministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe onetamu isanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburwa metete siku mirongo mbali na gali, siku mbali na ganega apiriri, mwavi gali mirongo mbali na hamano, ekaro kwa Arembush Travel Lodge, Movenduka. Oshibarashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba, ano saiba hejin, kene una oku ironge kithira o mashongo wako marungura, no marongo kehopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na iru inji. Koneka, o mahangano o handimwe ni kondo, mbokata mkatu ma a kaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamukape wa ompito yom tugumwe awedho apo. Hasho ashikeshoka, pethimbo jom tumba ogo tungoka, otakukakarao VIP Cyber Gala Dinner, nuyere ronji wa maisha angitho no mapura apuro, kwa tatha na nayo, konoraje tatu imwe, o ndatu ya tano, o mgoigeari. Nenge ko email, info@dstech.com.na. Nenge, utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba, ko www.dstech.com.na. Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition, Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Yeah, we are moving forward with the rim of a historic, particularly when you are looking at the celebration of Independence Day. As I indicated that I'm joined by youth leaders, particularly from different parts of Namibia. We'll be joined by Victoria soon. It's a leader within the structure of NANSO, and we'll be able to give us a perspective, particularly when it's come to Independence Day celebration. What is that young people are enjoying? What is that that need to be done? And also, what is a youth hero, particularly post-independence? Victoria, good afternoon, and thank you very much for joining us at the Rim of a Historic.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Victoria, you are one of the youth leaders and the generation that, you know, Namibia is looking up to. Before we'll go to the context of our role post-independence, what is the meaning of Independence Day celebration to you, and how do you view it?
Okay. Independence to me as the youth,
yeah,
is very important, because Independence Day helps young people appreciate different cultures while strengthening national unity. For many young people, the day is a reminder that change is possible no matter the circumstances.
Yeah.
Just as independence was achieved, we can do the same to shape and change Namibia's future, whether in leadership, innovation, or community development.
Mm-hmm. What is that you enjoy more being in Namibia? What are you proud of as a young person, and what do you enjoy more? Being in Namibia, either it's culture, diversity, either it's food, what makes you a happy Namibian young person?
What makes me a happy Namibian person is me looking at what other countries are going through,
yeah,
and what I enjoy in my country. For example, we have the participation and voice through platforms like NANSO. We have the right to... We have freedom of speech.
Yep.
In a country with freedom of speech, the youth have the voice and power to shape the future. We are the next generation of frontline leaders, decision makers, and policy makers. If we start now, we can build a better Namibia, and we are proud and grateful for our independence, and our rights are protected. We have safety and freedom. We can speak freely. We can move safely and live without constant fear. In a war zone, young people face dangers and violence, etc.
Yeah.
And we also have our access to education. Government builds schools and create opportunities. Countries that have war destroy schools and interrupt learning and making it hard for the youth to achieve their goals. Things such as things that youth face in those countries, such as mental health, such as trauma, do affect their education. And in Namibia, we have hope. Our independence brings us hope. You know, we have hope, and we can easily plan our futures and believe in a better tomorrow, while those in war often face uncertainty and fear due to their conditions and their environment. We have a very peaceful country that gives young people opportunities for education, to start up businesses, to grow. In war zone countries, opportunities are very limited and survival becomes their main focus is not on growth. Their main focus is not building themselves, but their main focus is mainly focused on survival because they want to survive those conditions.
You don't know what will happen to you in the next 24 hours in other countries. I really support you in terms of that. Now, let us look at post-colonial Namibia and also the role of young people, particularly in economic development. When I was listening to the speech of the late founding father in 1990, stated that Namibia will forever be free. Now, there is a struggle that Namibia is still fighting, particularly economic emancipation. Do you think the generation that is born after 1990 is actively participating in economic development of the country? And if there are challenges, what are those that you think need to be handled?
In my opinion, I think the youth of this country are taking part in the change making and the shaping of the future of Namibia through platforms like NANSO and other organizations.
Okay.
We do have a voice, and we do take part in policy discussion. For example, we also have youth in the parliament, and that's an example of inclusion. The youth is included, and we do face challenges.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe let us Victoria. Yeah, let us look at young people. There are those who are not taking our freedom respectfully. You know, you find young people who we don't even know if they are Namibians, and there are also those who are, you know, like you have mentioned, a lot of good things, and some of the people start listening and realizing to say what you have stated is really making a very good realization. What is your message that you have to young people of Namibia, particularly, you know, when you look, for example, on social media, you see everybody, there are those guys who are just complaining, and you ask yourself, are you the most unluckiest person? I know we all have struggles, but you only find those who are just angry about everything. And some, they say they don't have hope. What is your message to them, particularly Independence Day?
Namibia. Independence also it is something that is supposed to motivate us as Namibians. It's supposed to give us responsibility, and it challenges the youth to contribute to the nation's future. It encourages us to get educated, to participate in democracy, and fight social issues like unemployment and inequality. And when people complain about Namibia or compare Namibia to other countries, my opinion in this is that the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Just
because you see that country excelling in a certain
sector
or maybe let's say in health, and then you compare Namibia to that. But Namibia might be excelling in education compared to that country. Education, the grass is not always greener on the other side. And independence gives us hope, and it shows us that we can achieve anything in this country. We can achieve anything no matter the circumstances.
The last question I want to ask you, who is your youth hero? Because when you look at independence and the history of liberation is always connected to say, before independence, the struggle was fought by young generation of that time. Now, post-independence, who is your youth hero in Namibia? Who is that one person that you think, I want somebody who is born after independence, somebody that you can really say, this person to me is my hero. He or she have performed beyond the obvious and has inspired me or other people also.
My youth hero, I would say, is Emma Teofelis.
Okay. Why?
Because she was the youngest, not only member of parliament, but she became one of the youngest ministers in Africa. She was serving as the Minister of Communication and Technology.
Yes?
And also, it is just a motivation to Namibians and also it's just a motivation to Namibians to show that the youth is included and that the youth has a voice. This is a prime example of what I was, and this is a prime example of what I was saying, that we, the youth, are involved in the policy making and shaping the future of Namibians.
Yeah, if we have to personify Namibia as an individual, what message are you giving him or her this time? What message are you giving her as somebody who is at the age of 36? What message are you giving to Namibia?
Can you please repeat that?
No, I'm saying if we have to personify Namibia, if Namibia to say like an individual, give advice to Namibia during celebration of her birthday. What message are you giving to Namibian people, especially during this time of, celebration? Just one.
During this time of celebration,
yeah.
I would say, Namibia, today we stand free at last. Namibia, today we stand free at last. But freedom is only the beginning. Remember that unity will be your strength in education. Your foundation. Cherish your learners for every seed of brighter tomorrow. Live with honesty and courage and wisdom and protect the land and wealth for future generations. Trade wisely, build industries, and never forget to sacrifices made for this day together and will transform me in a Namibia of your dreams.
Thank you very much, Victoria, and continue leading the young people in the education sector. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you, sir.
Alright. Yeah, that is one of our youth leaders.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and co-
That is one of our youth leaders, especially from the leadership of Nanso. She is indicating that her hero, her youth hero, is Matthew Feles, and asking you now, who is your youth hero? Asking every Namibian, who is your youth hero? Somebody who was born in 1990. You can also say, my youth hero is my son, or my youth hero is my friend, or somebody that you see that have done really something extraordinary, or something inspiring, or something that should be looked at. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401, especially when it comes to celebration of Namibia Independence Day and the meaning of Independence Day to you. From as I indicated that we are here until the hour 4, we also have a conversation with another young people, because today we are speaking to the young people. The legends, we have read history, but you can also contribute and indicate to say, what can we do while we are here? And let us look at Sarafina, then we'll be able to continue. Freedom is coming, freedom has arrived, and what is needed is equal economic distribution. But really, listening to what Victoria has said, it's really making a lot of sense to say the grass is not always greener to other side, on the other side, because sometimes you look at countries from far, but when you go in and see, you realize to say, I think I'll better go home. I think I'm appreciating home, because home is home. And you have, you will not see it until you lose it. But that is what it is. Come back shortly. Stay tuned.
Ephilosisho olotali kutungupo. Oma wa o tomono okuja ko NHP. Genge wa longifa elongifo lilipedulo wa wo uhaku. Olo halipiti kwa efiku nefiku. Mefiloshi shelo uhaku oe. Owa woshi mali wao shosha kupako. Washika wedgel wa komto ala ndula kukashi. Koma punglo e nashano unjolo welewe. Otodulo okulongifa oma wa oe. Wa hupuko opouna mitito shiningi momikalo dihapungashi. Okufutila po oi mali wa ishona. Oyo hodulo okupolwa. Ulifutila ove mwene, oma ya kulo olu hapu, hakala ina kwa telwa, mowa we kwa folo elu unamiti. Ile, oto julu no kuli, okupitifapo e mwedi donumba, tokala ino futa e ya kulo lo elu unamiti. Kwa uyalele uhapu, talela po nhp.com.na. Ema ngono malandola fwana ododi na okulandulwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP will rebound you.
Yeah, you can call back with two, three people on the line. You can call back at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. You are listening to the Rim of the Historic. With me, David Shombe, we are looking at history, we are looking at the present, and we are also looking at the future to say, how can we make sure that the goal of the liberation is reaching its intended intention, particularly not only freedom of speech, but also freedom to make sure that you have freedom after you have spoken, and you have freedom for the resources of your country. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Shombe.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, sir? Happy Independence Day.
Happy birthday, Namibia.
Ah, yes. Happy birthday, Namibia.
We need the grandkid.
We need to do that?
No, they are saying, you know, the parents will always ask you to say, if you are 36, we need grandchildren. Did you get my point? When you start growing up in Oshwambo culture, when you reach the age of 35 and 36, the parents always ask, where are my in-laws, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That is what we are giving to Namibia also.
Yeah.
What is your contribution today? What is your view?
Yeah, there are many people who have spoken before me.
So you said you are the veteran of the struggle also, ne?
Yeah, we thank God for that honor. It's something that you can see that people have really sacrificed their lives.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the war. And some people were telling, the America, you see, we're talking about all these things. That the war. So the absence of peace, the presence of war and those atrocities. So I must just salute the combatants, those who have sacrificed hazardly their life. You know, I do that to you. Atinanga, oh, mangini dim. Atinanga na kumi tu tu kumi tu o maoka. Atinanga na kumi kumi tu o. What do you mean, man? No. Oma kome ashe apeli. Ista sile bleki nanga apa ifeshe topinga ova asa. Ndali me andende me stora dimo edo dakula de de oma ndroga ne dikomwado. De ubi te mona na te choma imbilo shke konjo elevation song. Then you also hear the atmosphere.
So you also singing Mshini Wami.
Really?
You also singing Mshini Wami. You know that song that Zuma likes singing, like Bring My Machine Gun. Mshini Wami, Mshini Wami. But maybe you don't know. I'll play it.
So thank you very much you can also pray for me. There is this Russian song.
What is it saying?
We have already heard a lot of things. But let's go for the discussion first.
No. You have freedom.
Yeah.
That you fought for.
Yeah, obviously.
Which Russian song you are?
So you can say it, clean up the region.
Is that stronger?
Clean up the region. Hmm? Clean up the region. Civilio in Angola for taking so long. Apartheid in South Africa, breeding children to death.
So, oh, Mozambique, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll get it.
So I think you'll get it.
Okay, I'll get it.
Because your colleagues in the morning, they will also play good music and things like that. And then the other way, you can go for Jackson Kaiowa.
Okay.
Independence Day, we have won. You know that time is we shall win.
Where were you that time? Where were you that time?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Jackson Kaiowa.
No. I'm asking, where were you in 1990? Were you here in Windhoek or you were somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I think in 1990, yeah. That was the time I just made the attempt to various by, because that time has been incorporated. You know, there was also a struggle there. So it took us long, and the president and Boba has really, you know, those negotiators.
Yeah. So you were there in Harris Bay.
Yeah, at that time, I think I was already in Windhoek now.
So you were at the stadium?
So from 1990 throughout.
Mm-hmm.
At this present time.
Mm-hmm.
Except when we go home and do all these things and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know when Sophia, secretary of the SWAPO, I know she's most of the time she talks about those things and they say, yes, the Katutura. They come as bars and all these other things. They're all gravel roads. They're all gravel. I'm just saying that, and all those people who are residing there. So, and we thank God at least one can also have a small shelter, even though the informal settlement. Remember, it was declared by the former president, Dr. Hage Geingob, let his soul rest in peace. That the former, so to formalize those things, my son. You know. So you know that most of those informalities, you know already that, but especially now when you are to take the economic opportunity to the people and facilitate and organize the youth to participate through the structures or leadership in anybody anyway. So for you to make a breakthrough, try those existing structures. The one that you are going to create, like we always say for that, that Noah. That one, it will take him time, because he cannot do it, because the budget is small. And if it had been like that, and remember, of course, they can restructure and organize the structure. And then now cost them, because you have to, because you are saying, yeah, we'll be centralizing and things like that. The people who are already in the system, make use of those ones who are giving you the information.
Thank you.
Are those not the agent and they can really help you out? So I think these are the things. So you have to compensate them, obviously. You know, we always meet with them in those meetings. So, but now the independent, you say your question was what? Because you say that nobody has answered that question. What is it that you have contributed?
What are you proud of? Have you contributed enough? What is your contribution to the Namibian independence and also to the development of Namibia before and after independence?
Thank you very much. Right. I think last time I tried to, I thought I've answered that question.
No, you did. Maybe the one that you did not answer is, who is your youth hero? Who is your hero who was born after independence?
Your youth hero?
Who is your youth hero? Yeah.
Yeah, my son, Matangwe.
Why?
So, you know, that boy came here when he was just 3 years old.
Okay.
And remember our youth there, and then we also struggling.
Okay.
So through all those, you know, inconveniences that I've gone through.
Yeah.
So, and then my son was always there. So he was always there. So I send him to the shop. He goes there. Mm. Every he iron my things and things like that.
Okay.
And he's a very good boy. So, but there can be many, many, many now.
No, no, it's a good thing that you have stated that, because it's rare for somebody to say, this is my hero. If you say that, really,
it's a good sign, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I say, let's drive to the north or do this, what. Mm. Make sure you go for attend the memorial service and whatever is happening.
Mm-hmm.
If not, all these things have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can give him the...
The title. The
body,
yeah.
The title.
Yeah.
So I think...
It's a good thing. Yeah.
For me, it's just really information.
Mm-hmm.
How are we planning and organizing ourselves to facilitate this economic... rural development.
Mm.
So there are so many initiatives there.
Yeah.
And I think that's almost the thing. So let's play my music.
I'll do that after this one. And say hi to Natangwe. Greet him.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
We will definitely bump into each other very soon.
All right, no problem. I'll be waiting for
God
that.
Bless.
Yes. Tatembwana's youth hero is Natangwe. He said he's his son. And he must be really a very good person. Because if your father is saying you are my hero, then you really have done something. And it's a good thing to say when you are looking for gold. Sometimes just dig within your surrounding. You will find them. Sometimes your heroes are not far from you. Your hero can be your headman. Can be somebody who is closer to you. But if you are looking at heroes that are born 1990 or post-independence heroes, we have them in Namibia. We have Namibians who did incredible jobs. Look at the sport industry. Look at the boxing industry. Yeah, we have Namibians who surprised the world. Go to international competitions. We have Namibians in science. We have Namibians who are heroes in terms of innovation and technology. There's a certain Namibian who came up with the phone working without needing of a SIM card. And you'll be shocked by that. There's a lot of Namibians who you can really say they are doing their best in the health sector. You have a lot of Namibians who you can really say they are a hero. But your hero for today, I want your hero who was born after 1990. Can be 20 years hero. Can be your musician. Can be your lecturer. It can be your son. It can also be, your ministers. One said a hero is Matthew Fellas. Who is your hero? Particularly who was born 1990. And why is it like that? So, let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to continue to speak with the leaders, particularly the youth leaders. However, it's not only the program for young people. You're also calling the veteran of the struggle to give what do you think about today, and also where were you on the 21st of March 1990? Just remember, those who fought for independence, not all of them on the 21st of March 1990 were here in Windhoek. Some were still recovering from the injuries of the struggle. Some were in hospital. Some were not able to move. Or some did not make it. But what is very interesting about the lesson of history is that when Namibia got independence in 1990, Walvis Bay was not part of Namibia. Walvis Bay got integrated in 1994. There was another battle which was not won. That was finally won by diplomacy. In that context, you'll be able to realize that Walvis Bay was part of South Africa until 1994. But let us look at a short commercial break, then we'll be able to continue.
Safasa pele sizwe simnyama
Wasafa
isizwe safa
Solomon, Kani Bokel Israel, Wimaye Wemolo, Wasa Fasa Pelisis, a Sinyama, Wasa
Fasa,
Solomon, Kani Bokel Israel, Wimaye Yakala, Wasa Fasa Pelisis, a Sinyama.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with the rim of the historic, especially when we are speaking, about Namibia Independence Day. To say Namibia is 36 years, the question is always, what have you done for your country? What did your country, what did you contribute to the development of your country? What were you doing when other people are fighting for independence? What were you doing when other people are fighting for economic emancipation? Are you a real contributor to the Namibian development? And what can we learn, particularly for those who, you know, are incredible Namibians? They are those Namibians who, not to say are more than other Namibians, but to indicate that they are those who really did a great contribution. I always like giving an example of Tate Professor Namwandi, to say if we can have 20 of Professor Namwandis in Namibia, then innovation will be undeniable. Particularly if you look at things that he has done, you look at the establishment of a private institution that is not only posed as a motivation, but also a contribution to the nation, that you can do more and the better and best than how it has been. Create new things. That is Namibia 36. And it's only few years, 3 years actually, before, you know, 2030. That we are not growing younger anymore. We are becoming old. And the question is always to say, how is our contribution in whatever sector we are. So there was a request of a song. But let's play Kasinga to remember those who sacrificed their lives for the freedom that we have. But we get it.
Tudimbulu kweni kesi, tudimbulu kweni Soweto Sharpeville, tudimbulu kweni kesi, we ya mwame mea silamo, omwene tamba moka, ya silo shidi, omwene tamba moka.
Chiringi tara, umchiningwa ya zimbwa kaya, umchiningi oyewara ha zimbwa, ndero umchiningwa ya zimbwa. Umuvitenye gano, umchiningwa ka zimbwa kaya, umchiningi oyewara ha zimbwa. Ndere, aye, mkwe tu, embwana wakazi ningende.
Panda popi panda lili, panda tika shinambuzi. Panda popi panda lili, panda tika shinambuzi. Panda popi panda lili, panda tika shinambuzi. Ndiyami murongwele, murongwele konale. Simboli ukoroni, shatu pange wako mburu. Aturelu wakatirigane, anu yokuwe Europa. Yene pangero lio katongo, azenga nutanuka. To autako amangwa, kambareke kwa, atekure amarana. Yoruzi wa fostera, umweno marantambongo. Kwalieso mashenjo, umbo taharakane, ama china kazona. Paroro kukoroni, pekundulire manya, tutarenge taliu. Mangora makakora, waka otamona, oleke kachwe ipuakwe, opaskata ikorora. Pegame na konjapo, kwazere mokuti, pefinaje mtundugu, uralero kwa shihwa, pefinaje msati. Tatumbire ngoro, ikutiki sheketa, ipopina makuche, kiningo fingakana, sota fia tatuu. Tatia taturu, so tatia tatue. Tatia taturu, so tatia taturu. Nanguava umbanda, cayo muere kirongu. Paria pap, paria pap, envito merirangavi, paloro ku corone. Piriki neni di pote, panda poki pandariri, panda tika shinambuli. Andi murombwele, si murombwele hiro, hiro da Namibia. Murungu na tika mevi, oshabasha ningontora mawe. Magia rumendu, magia kwetwe. Yo engiri kive tipoi, no maharero mushimba. No nehare ya mpingana, no ipungu ya shirongo. Matumbe nande mfayo, wamba yo kera mbatwa. Yo kape kwa merulo, kia ya warata papu. Nangu ama umpanda, kanyo mwere kilungu. Tashia na shie, nungu soke umbo, kape nangu asiretea. Ya safi rongwao, ya safi rongwao, ya safi rongwao. Paroro kererera, paroro kukorone. Kulikine ningi pochi, ndia ndi murombwere, ndi murombwero njira. Murongwero mapora, koi matwari oko kule, mombengero motwari, paforomo kubangerwa, koi matwari oko kule, kefumari eto puta, koki eto mrenge, moshpeke tarara, pendu wako mkwari, ature wako kongora, kaje tati arumenu, shimbungu tati komesho mkuru kutupukani, pore nakaji, nangu avaru mpanda, kajo mwere kilungu. Kuriki nani kipote, panda popi mpandari, panda tika shinambuzi. Panda popi mpandari, panda tika shinambuzi. Panda popi mpandari, panda tika shinambuzi.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi. Dayo loka, opone ushendi fenawa, nukumona oija mwili nawa, ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile konderewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with the rim of a historic, particularly when it comes to celebration of Independence Day. And I'm in contact with Junior Safiku. He's one of the youth leaders in Namibia. Just to give us context to say, when it comes to Independence Day celebration, what is the meaning of Independence Day celebration to him? And also, what are some of his youth heroes, particularly post-1990? And also, what young people need to do, especially during the time of, the fight for economic emancipation that we are looking to say we must extend the struggle of liberation, the struggle of economic emancipation. Junior Saufiku, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us at the Rim of a Historic. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Mr. David?
Yes, I'm doing very well. Let us look at the celebration of Independence Day to you. We are over the country's 36 years of independence. There's a lot of great things happen. There's a lot of things that we can do better. As somebody who is a youth leader, to you, what is the meaning of this day to you, and how are you celebrating it?
I'm celebrating it by, let me start with that question first. I'm celebrating it by consuming a lot of information on the history of the Namibian Independence Day.
Yeah.
And additionally, just reading up on information such as the story of the late Dr. Albertina Madila, the plant competence, etc. So the meaning of this day for me particularly is just a day of remembrance and honoring the lives of those whose blood watered our freedom, and consequently the opportunity now that we have, not only as the youth, but Namibia at large, post the independence era.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we are there, what are some of the things that you are happy about being a youth Namibian? What are some of the things that you can really say you are proud about being in Namibia? You are proud to be in Namibia, either is culture, either is food, either is entertainment, either is any other things. What are those things that you can really say you are proud and you are very happy to be a Namibian young person?
I'm proud of the proactiveness that is being shown from the government side. The proactiveness in terms of delivering promises that were made towards the young people, promises such as free tertiary education, which is now something that we are living in. Back in the days, the late Dr. Abraham Yambo had a vision for free education.
Yeah.
For primary and tertiary education, and we did have free education for primary education, and now we have free education for tertiary education. That in itself is a tool towards reaching, or at least progressing faster. It's serving as a catalyst towards us reaching economic emancipation in our country. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm really proud of our government.
Mm-hmm. And what is your view? Especially, I was looking at the numbers here, looking at what NSA is indicating, particularly over 70% of our Namibian population is young people. Do you think Namibian youth are ready or they are active in taking over the battle to go to economic emancipation when we are saying after independence, yes, we have freedom? But now you have young people who, somebody that born in 1936 now, to say, are young people ready? Are they united? Are they moving toward that common goal? What do you think about that?
I think majority of the young people are united in terms of achieving a common goal.
Mm.
But we have various socio-economic issues that are affecting the young people.
Mm.
And what that results in is the fact that you then have young people coming up with organizations focusing on individual, unique aspects that we are facing on as a youth. Just as an example, so I'm part of the Namibia National Students Organization, and what we are doing is fighting for, accessible, equitable education. We are championing the education agenda and the quality of the education in Namibia.
Mm.
We have then another group that's solely focusing on issues such as mental health.
Mm.
But we are, so in essence, I can say that we are focusing on one agenda, and that is the well-being of each and every individual in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is your youth hero? who is your youth hero? Because we are asking a question, especially, let's forget, before 1990. Somebody, who are young heroes that are born after independence? Somebody that you can say, it can be your brother, it can be a politician, or anybody that can point out that this person, I can call him or her my hero. He or she did something great in Namibia, and people look up to.
My heroes will be the former leaders of the Namibia National Students Organization. The former leaders of the yes.
Okay. who is that? Yeah.
Why I'm saying that is you have the likes of Esther Simon, you have the likes of Simon Tapoki.
I just want one. Is it just one to one person that is outstanding to you that you can say this one is my youth hero? One.
You just want one.
Yes.
Let me go with Esther Simon.
Why Esther?
Because she was one of the people that were pushing for free tertiary education. Back in the days, it seemed like an unrealistic, too ambitious goal, but it's now a reality. So those are the heroes in the background that are pushing for agendas that later come into or that later become a reality. Those are my heroes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's a message that we have to all Namibians that are celebrating Independence Day today. What message do we have to them? Especially looking at where we want to get as a country, because we have our ambitious goals of Vision 2030 and beyond, and we have our own struggles too. We spoke about mental health, we spoke about there are also an area of unemployment and many other things, but in this struggle of economic emancipation, what can you tell to the young generation, particularly the active one?
My message to the youth and perhaps the Namibian citizens at large is that we all have a role to play.
Yeah.
We all have a part to play in terms of reaching our goals, be it Vision 2030 and all other goals that the government has set up. The onus doesn't only rest on the Namibian government, but it equally rests on us. If you see an issue that's wrong, do not be a critic, rather be a problem solver. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's my message, David.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for your time and your input.
Thank you very much, David. Have a great day ahead.
Sharp, sharp.
Bye.
Yeah. That was Junior Saufiko, and he indicated that his hero is Esther Simon. And why is only ladies who are heroes? Men not doing very well. Who are your hero? But Tatebwana said his hero, particularly post-independence hero, is Natangwe. Said he's his son. It's quite a good thing to look into that context. And you, who is your hero? Because you can't just say there is no one. It's not correct. There must always be somebody who is doing well. There must always be somebody who you regard as, not really to say a mentor, but a very good example to others. Because when you look at the history, it will tell you that Sam Nioma, or the late Dr. Sam Nioma, the founding father, he was the best among others in terms of leadership. And the interesting thing about him, one of the things, maybe the character that we must learn, is that he was able to identify potential in people. He did not run to be the first one to go to high institutions of learning. He sent everybody to school. Then come and coordinate all these guys. Look at, I'm always impressed by looking at the cabinet of 1990. Look at how people are positioned. Then you see. If you are an expert in engineering, you go to engineering. If you are expert in law, you go to law. Take the best. He was very good at working with intelligent people also. And that was that time. But us, who are our heroes? What are they doing? And also, what can we do during this day of celebration of independence, freedom, and also looking at the way forward? So, let's come back shortly. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401. You are listening to the Rim of a Historic with me, David Shombe. Today, Mbananganja is not here. I'm the one who is driving. Stay tuned, and we are here until the hour of 4. Good afternoon.
Mr. Shombe, sorry for coming back.
Yeah?
Yes, yes. What can we do?
Mm.
And how do you do that which you want to do?
Mm.
Yeah, because if it is how,
mm.
then things might go into confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do what the things that we should do. And how do we do it? How do we implement them? So how do you do it? How do you implement those things?
Mm-hmm.
So now when you mention about lawyers, accountants, and all these things and things like that, and I think, yes, not disputing what the youth have done, because I have known them.
Mm.
From that 1992, 1993, 1994, 1995, especially that, we always with Yunam and Nak.
Yeah.
And we have produced so good people who are running most of these institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those ones you can see that no ethical issues.
Mm-hmm.
But are those ethical considerations?
And you also produce problematic people. Because a university that is producing a CEO is the same university that is also producing a problematic person. I don't want to mention names. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, continue with your conversation. I'm just saying.
Yeah, at one point, they used to call me controversial.
Mm.
Well, this limiting. Oh, controversial. So, many a time, most of them amazing, they know me. But you see what? When you become controversial,
yeah,
in a way that you really look at some critical issues. And then you make sure that even as you celebrate, and everybody must eat their food. So, especially when you have these views and things like that, it's very important. So, how are we going to do that? Because I think this one is all up to us, ourselves, correctly, to guide our peace and stability. And then at the same time, we mobilize those guys. I always talk about it. So deploy the resources. And then you get the people, because if they are not having a community meeting or their constituents, how do they meet? And say, yes, in your area, there are also schools need to be built, constructed, and all these other things, hospital and school and what.
Indeed, indeed.
So you guide them, because you say they can do the combination, lawyers and what, and all these other things. So enjoy your liberation. Thank you for... I think you play one of my songs already.
Oh, okay.
But actually, give us the song, especially that clean up the region. It's just that I don't know the title.
Okay.
Civil war in Angola, something. Like
that. I'll try to find it. Thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah. We are continue with history of the liberation. We are looking at what happened and also moving forward, and we are saying we appreciate really those who gave us freedom, those who sacrificed their lives. There is always, in every struggle, there is always those unsung heroes, especially somebody who was there when somebody stood up. Because we started seeing that some people really played greater roles, but they have been in the shadow. Some people had really played greater roles, but they've been in the shadow. You only look at the hero, but you don't look at somebody who was cooking food for that hero. Because you only look at that hero, but you don't look at his bodyguard. Those are the unsung heroes. You don't look at his doctor. You don't look at his drivers. you don't look at those women and children who were hiding, soldiers and many other things. You don't look at people who you know, really gave everything that they had them. And this is happening everywhere. When history is being written, we only write the big name. But there are those guys who were the connectors, who were at the process of, you know, achieving the intended goal. So let us look at Lucky Dube, Freedom Fighters. Yeah, it's 49 minutes past the hour of 2. And as I indicated, we are here for the next 1 hour. And 1 hour and 10 minutes. And you can be able to engage us in the studio, especially when we speak about freedom. We look at independence. We also look at what have happened. And, you know, maybe we miss, no, we don't miss. Remember that we also have our president, especially the second president, and the third, and the fourth. And and looking at the content of the speech, it's also good to look at what was the aim. What was the aim? What is the intention of Namibia? And also, what have we been striving for? So one short clip, especially from the late Dr. Geingob, may he so rest in peace. Especially at during the inauguration, that was 2015, 21st March, 2015. Especially when you know, he got the instrument of power. It was a historic day. It was a historic day. And, you know, everybody was happy. But just listen shortly, especially to that content of the conversation. I mean, the content of the speech.
Allow me to quote from AU Anthem. Let us all unite and celebrate together the victories won for our liberation. Let us dedicate ourselves to rise together to defend our liberty and unity. Let us stand together in building this new Namibian house, in which now Namibian will feel left out. Forward, ever. Backward, never. Long live our country. Long live Africa. Long live our motherland, Namibia.
Yeah, that was the late Geingob, especially during the first inauguration. Then you'll be able to get to the content, where things were going, what is left there, what is the program of action saying, and where are we moving, where are we going, especially as a country. Say, it's here to stay. Country is here for the people. Generation will come and go, but the state remain. And it's always very important to respect our elders, especially our former head of state. Everybody miss the very calm voice of Tate Pamba, especially when he was the head of state. Does not panic. So he's come and collected. But he can also be very, very, very firm, especially if things were not going well. You remember a lot of things, especially when he is not happy. He will tell you directly.
On the 21st of March, I will be willingly hand over the instruments of power to have your belief. No quarrel, no fight. Can I tell you confidentially? The last 6 days, I had left at the presidential residence. Looking in the way, you know, when you leave, you have to allow things to be put, you know, in order.
And, you know, that is what it is, especially when it comes to Namibia, to say, for all those years, we never really had conflict, even in terms of leadership. Namibia, we were shocked. And we also shocked the world in the way we deal with things, because after we lost our third president, a lot of people have expected a lot of things, but Namibians, we were very, very good, especially in maintaining that peace, which means that our institutions are actually working. You know, transition of power very smoothly. Tatembumba, from Tatembumba, tumemenetumbo very smoothly. In other countries, people start dividing each other, and you just hear a lot of things. In other country, when you have sudden change in leadership, you see a lot of grouping and chaos happen. But in Namibia, we are not known for that, and I think that will be a trend moving forward. Yes. No, I'm here the whole 1 hour. There is one more hour. Yeah, I'm also fighting for the country.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Yeah.
Because at least not maybe the privilege. The liberty and the thing that professor is talking about, Alligingo Plessy, so rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
That message is very clear,
mm-hmm.
and back. So it's so clear
mm-hmm.
that yes, we can do it.
Yeah.
We can promote the liberty, the rights. The fundamental rights of the people. You always talk about Chapter 3,
mm.
but maybe I don't know whether people are hiding there or is it really the violation of human rights better than the one that is. Look at what is happening there.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, David. So I think it's fine. Let me be listening.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. We are moving forward. We are moving forward. With the rim of the historic, and let's look at the song for freedom. Let's look at the song for freedom. This one song that is being sung by Jacob Zuma. It's called Mshine Wami. It means bring my machine gun. It's a struggle song. And remember that, you know, when South Africa was fighting, South Africa was colonizing us. South Africa was also being colonized. Remember that not everybody was free in South Africa that time. And Zuma is saying Mshine Wami. It means bring my machine gun so that I can engage this who is in front of me. But let's look at this, and we also look at the legends, particularly the creative sector. What do they say about freedom and liberation?
Thank you. Oh, I have a business idea, but I need help to get it started.
My dear, I have the perfect solution for you. Look no further than the Basecamp Business Incubator.
Basecamp Business Incubator? What's that?
The Basecamp Business Incubator is a startup incubator and innovation hub on a mission to educate, equip, and empower visionary entrepreneurs. Tune into the business and economics segment every Monday live on Eagle FM from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to hear about the testimonies from the young entrepreneurs that have walked through the hallways of the Basecamp Business Incubator. Visit www.basecamphub.com for more information and start your business journey now.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers
Makeba, we need a freedom song for these troubled times.
I feel like a man of men, born and raised in the Kalahari, watching the clouds drifting away from my sight and away from my home. Yes, I feel like a man of men. I am the question of the Kalahari, 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 Kalahari. Kalahari, Kalahari, yeah. I feel like a man of mine trekking over the Kalahari, yeah. Watching the clouds gathering again, filling my heart with joy and happiness. Yes, I feel like a man of mine with my arrow and bow. I'm ever ready. That's why I say, let it rain. Kutam ngam kalari ngam. Kutam ngam kalahari ngam, 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 kutam ngam kalahari ngam. Let it rain all over, let it be. Sounds of Africa, let it be evergreen. Yes, I feel like a man of man. I'm here to stay.
out of the Kalahari, yeah. Yes, I feel like a man of man. I'm Asian and I am an African. That's why I say, yeah, let it rain. Kutam lam Kalahari man. 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 Let it rain. Sounds of Africa, let it be evergreen. Pagama katoas, frika tua meko wangoesi, friki hango amua, friki hata titi asi.
With the rim of the historic, and we are here until the hour of 4. We are doing very well, actually, in terms of time, and we have enough time. You can still engage us, especially when it comes to celebration of Namibia independence at 083-288-401. And also the question to us is that now the party is over, now speeches are done. Are we just going back home? Have we come up with something new that we can make this Namibia not only a proud country, but an advanced country? Because after the party, that should also remind us that we are 36 years, we are not going back anymore. The question is that what is that we have learned new? Because when the new Monday come, business will continue. And what is going to be a differentiating factor? The same question that you not only ask when you are celebrating, you are celebrating, and you are celebrating Independence Day. So a question that you also ask yourself when you are celebrating your birthday, to say, now what? After we celebrate, after we have listened to that very good history of, you know, the heroes, the liberators, and what happened then? What are we going to do? What did I get? And also, we must also make sure that in terms of the content that we give out, in terms of the organization that we give out, because we must have that real conviction to say, can you attend Independence Day if they are not giving food? Are all people going to attend Independence Day just because they want to eat, or do they have that understanding to say, this is what we are going to do? Are they going to attend there because they want just to have a speech with, to have a picture with the governor, or a picture with a minister, or a picture with the head of state? Or we are going there because we are really going to say, it's needed, it's necessary, it was need to be done. And at the center of establishment of Namibia, there are a lot of heroes that you cannot finish them. At the center of that was a late Toivo ya Toivo, who most of his liberation time he spent in Robben Island. And with the like of the late Madiba, well, that is Nelson Mandela, And he was so together with well-known late Kahumba Kandora. But I want us to look at one of the incredible things that he did was the speech that he gave after I was arrested in the 60s. One of the speech that he gave is recorded, is known, is to say even in the time of trouble, there are people who were never scared. There are people who were never scared, especially in communicating what they feel, particularly what they are standing for. So stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 4.
We find ourselves tried by a justification at all. This does not mean that
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapombwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pombo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Isandimba Toivo ya Toivo. And I was born on the 22nd of August, 1924, at a place called Umangundu. And my father was a teacher at that place under the pastor called Gideon Itula. And at first, my father was stationed at a place called Ino. My elder brother was born there, and perhaps the second child of my parents was also supposed to be born there, but his birth was not a successful one. Then my father was transferred to a place called Omangundu. Omangundu was the last place, if you come down south, that's where my father was, and he opened up a school there, and he converted most of the people there to Christianity. And they used to walk long distances to attend the church at Okalumbu. Last weekend, Tuesday. Somebody who was a pastor at Okankolo by the name of Thomas Nakanyala was buried. And as you may know, in the olden days, people were not registered. at their birth. But people only use the imagination that, oh, maybe he was born in 1914, 1915, or things like that. This man, who was buried on Tuesday, nobody knew when he was born. My father, as a teacher in that area, he converted most of the people in that area to Christianity. And then, I think at one point in time, he was suffering economically, and he left to go and work in Tsumeb under a contract system. He worked there, and I think he saved a lot of money. When he came back, he bought a cart. A cart was drawn by four oxen. The first one, it was Deutschland and Antonio. They were all brown. The other two were Sam and Kaulinge. And we used to travel in this cart. In those days, when you have a cart, you can compare in nowadays with somebody who owns a Mercedes-Benz, a BWM, all these type of things. Then I was born at that place of Mangundo. 1932, there was a famine up in the north. And the government opened up food for work. People had to dig dams for water. And the pastor in that area, Gideon Itula, was in charge of that operation. I was small. My mother took me there, and I saw how the people were working there. You know, I think he also fell into temptations. He impregnated whether it's a woman or a girl, I don't know. And he was out of his church activities. But he had some children. I remember the son was Nahum Gideon. And then he had a daughter, Martha Gideon. And the other one was Joas Gideon. There was another girl whose name I cannot remember now. Then I think his wife died. He got married to a second wife. And the second wife got him a lady who is now, I think, in the Ministry of Labor, Catherine Gideon Itula. I don't know, but now she's married by somebody from the Caprivi. I don't remember her name. But if you go to the Ministry of Labor, she's there. During the liberation struggle, she was involved in trade unionists with the late secretary of trade unions, Jonya Otto. Jonya Otto's son is also working with the Minister of Labor. And his name is Penda Ya Otto. He's there. Then from there, 1932, my father was transferred to the Mission Church at Onaena. 1932. In 1932-35, my elder brother died. As I said, at one point in time, my father went to work at Tsumeb mine. And I think health facilities were not good at that time. He contracted TB. 1932, the TB attacked him, and he was admitted at Onanjukwe Hospital. I was looking after him. And the same year, my elder brother died, and followed by the death of my father. In those days, when the husband dies, the widow has to leave that place, because the place they occupied was not theirs. Although they paid something, it was only for them, for their use, until perhaps the husband dies. If the husband dies, then the woman has to move. If she has no means to pay for the use of that land. So my mother moved from that land, and he went to somebody they looked after when he was younger, near Onaina. That was David Ndabopiwa. David Ndabopiwa was originally from northeast of Angola. And in those days, German time, people from Angola, from northern Rhodesia, they all came to work in Namibia through the company called Wenela. Wenela, it was a contracting company that used to contract people to come and work either in Southwest Africa or mainly in the mines in South Africa. If you go to Katima now, you find a place called Wenela, where these people used to go through from Zambia into Katima, and then they were recruited for the mines in South Africa. That's why I tell my colleagues that even in South Africa, that your country has been developed by the country laborers from northern and southern Rhodesia, from Angola, from Southwest Africa, from Congo, Brazzaville, from Congo, Kinshasa, and from Uganda, Kenya, Malawi. Those are the people who developed your countries. Otherwise, perhaps you wouldn't be what you are today. These people used to go and work in South Africa under a contract system. Even myself, objective was quite different, because I went to South Africa in 1951, not to work in the mines. My aim and objective was to go to Cape Town. But I said, I'm not going to suffer, I'm going to use this Wenela system to get there. And I succeeded in doing that. We were four. It was myself, somebody from Ondawa like myself, and somebody, Jacob Kuhangwa, and Sevans Mwashindange. We were four. I mobilized them. And by then, I had already been at, I served in the Second World War for a year. After that, I went to work on a farm. The farm is, it is in Kalkveld. Kalkveld is in the district of Otjiwarongo. That was 1944-45. The owner of the farm, Mr. Lenson, a German, he was in Kalkfontein, in detention.
Enojapura esikuche manguruko chana mibia ndo ndo tadishambura okuzirako Exodus Investment CC.
Mona Omara Batarango Conte Vitango Okuzapo Dura Ethere Janamibia. Utuna Utano CCTV camera, Taurongo Wi-Fi, Iqua Marugeno, Mokama Quatima, Ongo Dizo TV. Itenda Utra O TV Mekuma, Negifoka Haraikare, Uma E Conditioner, Urimota, Ojo, Iqua Marugeno, Niqua Technica, Oiji. Utarela Ponina Pocanda Okati Hiari, Black China Shopping Center, Omoka Tutura, Povi no Ben Bindog, Otopatura Etimbokehi, No Masiku Omafudo, Okuzapoketatu, Yongura, Sigo, Opontano Komatango, Kareka Oka Jampumpoko Kure Nangoe, Oshowa Nongeshefa, Enende Gumbo Joy, Tudengera Nena, Ninke Utumoka Tumaraka WhatsApp, Konomorango, Nrakeda Timwe, Datime, Ongoime, Datongoi, Nontano, whatever Okutuanta Komarungura, Exodus Investment City, Osturaiwe, Yinekira, Mokwetapo, Iqua Marusino, Yongujo, Indera, Oshoka of Antidaitu, Joka and Unai Sujimanguru, Whatakuru Maskomino Tatuka Piri, Ovra Otunjik, Dimburuka, Exodus Investment City, Matuvro Okutuma, Iran, Tongaiwe, Oshiongo Ashi, Ano, Oatukauria, Oshiongo Ashi, Tudengera Nina.
Yeah, we were looking at the history being taught by one of our late Namibian heroes, Sandibate Weatoivo. It's indicated that the documentary showed that he fought in the Second World War, and these people went through a lot of hardship, went to Cape Town, and he's one of the longest serving war prisoners in Namibia. So let's continue. You'll be able to get the content. You'll also be able also to remember that you know, there are those who went through all the hardship, somebody coming from the front line and also go and work at the farm. Why you, after independence, you don't even want to go to a farm, you want to go straight to cabinet? Why other people they have to go through all those you know, trouble, not even aiming to become somebody, but just to make a contribution to the standing of the country that we have now. So let's listen, and we'll be able to get that content.
They were rounded up and taken to Koffiefontein in the Iron Free State. But before he left, his three or two sons, he sent them to Germany to go and help Hitler. When I came to work on the farm, there was only the wife and the daughter. And my intention was not to work there, as I indicated earlier, but was just to use this system. And I desired to go to Swakopmund because we were looking for economic survival, and our intention was to go to Swakopmund. This is a different story, not the one I mentioned here earlier, that we were four. And this time, we were three. I mobilized three of my friends, and they all served in the Second World War. After the demobilization, we were told we must stay at home and wait for our money. I stayed there for about a year. No money came. And I went to see a friend of mine who was at a school, and he was a nephew of a pastor. I said, "No, man, let's go to Johannesburg." He said, no. That was about June, July. And he said, "No, I cannot leave the school now. If I leave the school, my uncle will be angry with me. Let's wait until about December when the school closes." I said, "No, man, I've been sitting idle, doing nothing. I cannot wait until December." Then I went to organize these three of friends of mine. And I said, "Let's go to Swakopmund. And we are not going to use any other system but this contract system. We must be recruited as farm workers. And when we are recruited, then we shall desert and go to Swakopmund, because they said in Swakopmund people had better salaries than in any other places. Okay. We were recruited. And then, fortunately for us, the three of us were sent to adjacent farms, as I understood. The two of us were sent to the same farm of this Mr. Lenzen. And there was only a wife and a daughter, as I indicated earlier. But the man was in detention at the Coffee Fountain in Orange Free State. But the working condition there was not good, but I tolerated that because I was only there for a while. Then we would desert to go to Swakopmund. It was a practice of the South African police, even here in Southwest Africa. They used to visit the farms having perhaps two horses and a mule. A mule was carrying their luggages, visiting the farms. I'm still puzzled whether these people were on their routine visiting of the farms or they were called by my lady farmer or what, I don't know. After I had a squabble with the lady, these people came. And at that time, Afrikaners and Germans, they were not in good talking terms. And the Afrikaners were looked at by the Germans as, these people. They were not even invited in the houses of the Germans. If he is or she is given tea or coffee by a German, it was in a black, these jam tins. But to my surprise, this Afrikaner police, when he came with a black police, he was invited inside. They went inside. The black man stayed with me outside. And I think by then they had already a story of my squabble with my lady farmer there. When they went inside, the black policeman asked me, "We understand you have a problem with your lady boss here." I said, "Yes." I said, he said, "I wanted to terminate that contract because I had money." And the black policeman advised me, "I'm advising you, if you terminate your contract system now, you will never be able to come and work down south again." And I was the breadwinner of the family. And that story shook me. And I could not join my friend. After they left, I informed my friend that this is the story I was told by these people. And I cannot leave now. Because according to this black man, policeman, he said, if I terminate my contract, then I will not be allowed to come and work down south again. My friend said, I'm leaving. The two of us were in the same farm. The other one was, according to what we heard, in an adjacent farm. Let me take my water. My friend, after informed about this one, said, I'm leaving. He used to milk the cows. He brought the can in those days in Namibia or Southwest Africa. They used to make butter from the milk. People milk the cows and they bring the cans of milk to the household. And that milk was shown there, and they produce cream. And that cream was sent to a bigger factory to produce butter. All the farmers, this was their a sort of income. When I told my friend, he said, I'm going. One day he came to, he brought these cans of cream to the household, and he said, I'm leaving now. I said, all right, goodbye, but if you encounter problems, call me. If there is a need for me to help you, I'll do so. Okay, my friend left. He went to the kraal where they milk the cows. Then I saw him going to the pondokis where we used to sleep. And I was looking at him, packing his things, and he left. I never saw him again. But according to the story which I heard is that at the adjacent farm, he went there and he picked up somebody else. I don't know if this was the somebody with whom we came to with the same idea to go to Swakopmund, or it was a different person, I don't know. Then they walked up to in the district of Omaruru, and then they walked up to Yusakos. When they came to Yusakos, people there, residents, asked them, where are we going? Oh, we want to go to Swakopmund. The residents said, no. You can go to Swakopmund, but you will not stay longer there. You will be deported to the north again. My friend said, all right, if this is a case, we are just going to the north. He bought his ticket and the ticket of his friend. They went to the north. And in the north, he got recruited to go and work Orangemund, where they produce diamonds. That was the last story of him I heard. I never saw him again, and I never heard of him again. Then after I finished my contract with this farmer, she was persuading me to stay longer. I said, I'm leaving. Then I got a job in Kalkfeld by somebody who was working for the Karakou Fair. You know, the Karakou, they have these belts of lambs which are being sold in Denmark, mainly. My salary at the farm was 9 shillings for 4 months, 10 shillings for 4 months, 11 shillings for 4 months. And after my contract, I had only £5 in my pocket. So I got a job with this Mr. Otto Born. I think he was also a German. And I only worked there for him for 1 month. I got sick. And at the end of the month, I got £3.50. That was a lot of money in those days. I got sick. I went to Omaruru Hospital. When I came back, my boss checked with the doctor who was treating me, and the doctor said, no. Maybe his illness will reoccur again. Let him go back home. All right. My boss told me that this is the story he got from the doctor. And I left. I went to the north. I spent a week in my mother's house. Then I met somebody who was with me at school and who went with me to the Second World War. His name was Cleophas Johannes Itope, a son of a pastor near Ondangwa. And for a year or so, I have not met him. When I met him, he was speaking English. I speak English like fish in the water. Said, Clovis, where did you learn English? He said, I learned it from St. Mary's Mission. Where's St. Mary's Mission? on the borders of Southwest Africa and Angola. I said, how can I get there? He said, you are lucky because I have a request from a lady who asked me to look for a young man to go and stay with her. That lady was the wife of the late Reverend Theophilus Samtu Mangila. If you go to Parliament, you see his statue there. I said, can you give me that address? He gave me the address. I spent a week, only a week, in my mother's house, and I walked. I went to that school. I arrived there. In the house, there was only this lady with two children, a boy and a girl. And then she welcomed me in her house, and the husband was studying theology in South Africa at a place called Amtata, Eastern Cape. Then we stayed together in that house. I went there September, end of 1945. I started now studying English ABC. By 1946,
yeah, that is part of introduction of a very long history of the late Toivo ya Toivo. So some of the people who lay foundation for this country. And also looking at the process, how somebody was getting £5 after 6 months. Then you realize to say, if you put it into Namibian dollar, currently, you still do not have money. You still just have $112. But imagine working for that for 6 months. Then you understand that there is also an aspect of tolerance to say, I was able to tolerate that working condition because he was the breadwinner. But it's more than that. It's more than a personal history. But it's also indicating that the heroes, they did not just become heroes, but they tolerate. And they were also young. Sometimes they also did not have anything. But it's a man who also had a vision to say, one by one, step by step, will be able to not only contribute, but have a meaningful contribution to the development and also to reach of the intention of the struggle. Somebody who spent almost 17 years in Robben Island prison. And when he came back to Namibia, imagine somebody stay in prison for 17 years. And he came back to Namibia. He did not stay long. He went back and continued the struggle again. And come back in 1989. And you realize to say people were very tough. To say after you spend almost the whole youth in prison, then when you get a little opportunity, you continue. That is how how strong a strong conviction can do things to say. After prison, you have to say, open the gate, I want to go back and fight. But yeah, you can still engage us. We have enough minutes. You can still engage us at 083-288-8401. It's very important to look at history. Look at documentaries of heroes. There are those heroes that you don't even hear. There are those who did great things, but one can learn one or two.
Oh, Lobo di fedile, uphelele.
Fedile, libo papa.
Matware tui di basa, uphelele. Siti mela si matel, afele ti chohane, uphelele. Basimani basitana, bachabile soweto, uphelele. Masiali basad, aseti bali bangwe. Helele, tang libanem, matata Afrika. Helele, iyo, si helele mama. Helele, iyo, si helele mama. Helele, iyo, si helele mama. Helele, iyo. Idlozi livukile, masibuyele makhaya. Uphelele iyo, siyelele mama, uphelele. Silupelile, uphele. Abatsotsi besimpimpisi yakhathaza, uphele. Lebuhlungu madoda lendaba yase Afrika, uphele. Iyo, siyelele mama, uphele. Iyo, siyelele mama, uphele. Iyo.
Yes, we are moving on with the Rim of the Historic. As I indicated, we have been here and we are indicating, celebrating Namibia independence to say we should not take it for granted. We must be very happy and proud people to be Namibian, but we must also be generous to others. Let us be a country of not only generous people, but also people who can assist one another. People who can take each other along. Let us not be negative Namibians, but we must become Namibians that are able to move and that are able also to continue building this country. And to indicate that it's an unfinished business. After we are done with the birthday, we must be reminded that there is still unfinished business of Namibia economic emancipation is a very serious business. Let us not argue, but find better ideas on how we can cooperate with each other and assist one another, particularly in terms of sharing information. Let's share information that can assist each other and also understand that the failure of a generation does not define, you know, but does not being defined, it's not defined by one person. This means that even if you are the only bright person within your village, or if you are the only bright person within your area, then your role is to uplift others. If you are not doing that, then you are most likely to fail, because you know, the advancement of a generation depends on unity. And you know, let's look at the future. Look at the future, because next year, this time, people will be speaking about Namibia at 37. And by the time you wake up, we are a civilization of thousands of years. That is how things are starting. And that is how people are growing. And as it was indicated, the country is here to stay. It does not sell the country for money. And the country, Namibia, does not belong to us alone. It belongs to the African continent too. But with this word, I'll leave you in the good hands of see Uncle Fly. It's here, but I still have enough time. I'm still in charge until those minutes. But for me, David Shombe, see you around. Bye-bye for now. Take care of yourself and enjoy Namibia's birthday. And as the late founding father indicated, that Namibia will forever be free. And let's stand with that.
I move in the name of our people to declare that Namibia is forever free, sovereign and independent. I thank you.
Namibia,
what shall we say?
No, what washo?
Titan, sir.
Okahanja.
No, what washo?
Kai Kaiser.
Omaruru.
No, what washo?
Ondondieto neno papa uripehuri.
Ushibanda.
No, what washo?
Kai Tauba.
Ushuwarongo.
No, what washo?
Wangombia kambire ngonjeo.
Ushakati.
No wa washo.
Ondangwa.
No wa washo.
Kurongo wetu.
Okachima muliro.
No wa washo.
Komiko kabyehi.
Okakarara.
No wa washo.
Kwetu kwetu.
Oshinene.
No wa washo.
Kurongo tembali.
Epukiro.
No wa washo.
Ipako,
no wa washo.
Kuhunandera kairo kurupindi.
Ushodonji,
no wa washo.
Komea wetungeri ara.
Ombae,
no wa washo.
Komea ngo mambura warikana.
Koreo pota,
no wa washo.
Koreo pota rikana,
ohidiona,
no wa washo.
Koshirongo chakateka mukuro uye,
umarinda,
no wa washo.
Taraha ibeza,
ukeiti,
no wa washo.
No twice, koina mukango mbya
mbya kakulewa,
no wa washo.
Konjio muka indi waka shuru,
oranye munda,
no wa washo.
Betani,
no wa washo.
Olongo weto ukoto.
Ochesa,
no wa washo.
Olongo mbeda nashara.
Okarasbeha,
no wa washo.
Omandero virongo.
Aehe omahino warika Namibia. Aehe omahino warika Namibia. Aehe omahino warika Namibia. Aehe.